Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, it's been a good week for the University of South Carolina. They have two announcements with regard to attracting resources. First was their Carolina Promise fundraising campaign has now topped over $1 billion. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
$1 billion, that's with a B?
With a B, yeah. So they're the first university in South Carolina to announce and achieve that goal. So it's encouraging that we got that kind of support for a research university in the state. If you and I set out to raise $1 billion, we were a university, where do you think it would come from?
Well, I'm sure they have a nice list of donors.
They do, and about a third of those donors are alumni. About 30% is corporations. About a sixth of it is individuals who are non-alumni. That's pretty impressive. And, you know, there's a few other categories, but those are the big buckets, alumni, corporations, then some non-alumni individuals and foundations. About 57% of the total funding that was contributed came from 134 donors that gave over $1 million. That's terrific that they've reached a milestone in the state and they'll put the money to good use.
Do we know if any of this money is going towards entrepreneurism?
Well, we know that some of it is. Some of the money was given specifically for that. And so that's encouraging as well to, you know, make sure that students and faculty that have ideas for companies have an ecosystem to help them be successful.
And you mentioned two announcements.
Right, and the other is research funding. The university announced that the fiscal year that just ended, $243 million in sponsored awards, and that was a 5.5% increase from the year before, largest in the university's history. So if you're going to raise almost $250 million in research funding, where do you think that comes from?
Government grants?
Yeah, federal government. About 20% of it came from the National Institute of Health, and about 20% of it came from the Department of Health and Human Services. So about 40% of that entire amount, $100 million or so, came from healthcare-related research federal government's doing. And as you look at research universities across the country, those that have the most research dollars have medical schools, healthcare-related research. The National Science Foundation gave about 5% of the research funding, and then the U.S. Department of Energy gave about 5% too. A few projects that I thought were pretty interesting that kind of give you an illustration of the kinds of things the university is doing. About $18 million for the South Carolina Idea Network of Biomedical Research Excellence, and that's actually a program in regenerative medicine, biochemistry, and molecular biology that involves 10 colleges and universities across the state. About $8 million was in an academic medical center on the study of inflammation, which was relatively distinctive in the country. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $5.5 million, and what they were interested is in studying food choices in South Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa. We produce enough food in the world, we don't necessarily get it to the people that need it. And then the Department of State actually gave about $5 million for training and research to the School of Law. And that's not something you normally think about when you think about university research. And then finally, the Department of Energy, they got about $4 million to study storing used nuclear fuel. And that's really important in the state, isn't it? Because we get a lot of plutonium at the Savannah River site. So congratulations to University of South Carolina, both philanthropically and getting over $1 billion for the first time. And then in terms of their sponsored research, getting pretty close to $250 million.
Well, John, autumn is almost here. How is our business calendar looking?
Man, speaking of entrepreneurial activity, it's all over the state. So there's a whole startup week in Greenville this week. Next week, there's a startup weekend down in Charleston, and there's always activity around the incubator in Columbia. Over in Florence, we've got Thinking in 3D, an additive manufacturing symposium that's at the Southeastern Institute of Manufacturing and Technology. And then a real special event coming up, Recon South Carolina, which is a resource event for service members and veterans who are in career transition. We want to help those folks find a job and be successful.
John, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service where you will find more information about what we've talked about today, including those events. And we will have links to both of his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.